السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم my dear brother and sister in Islam. May Allah make us a Muslim, live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, enter our grave as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim, and allow us to enter Dar al-Salam, Jannah insha'Allah. I was between sad about the condition of the Ummah in general. But subhanAllah, in the middle of all this, you find certain men still have certain quality, this spreading goodness. I was listening and watching to the Sheikh from Mauritania. I consider him one of the very unique men of this time. Allah used him so beautifully. He had the piety, the knowledge, the wisdom, the manhood. He had it. He really had it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a quality to be. I make dua for myself. I make dua for him. I make dua for the ummah. I love him for Allah. And I ask Allah to accept me with him insha'Allah, even if I don't deserve it. If you love yourself, if you love Allah, listen to the message of today, and please, go read these verses today. And remember, when you read Quran, the last message in any chapter, Allah make the following chapter the continuation of that. By this way, if you read the last few verses of chapter Taha, and you read the first 3 to 4 or 5 verses of Al-Anbiya, you get the message. But again, Allah repeat in Quran the message of for the believer, the message of those who remember Allah, the message of those who fear Allah, the message of those who fear Akhirah, the message, the one who is not in heedlessness, the message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who Allah opened their eyes and faculty. May Allah allow us to be among those. Because today, our nafs is so high, and we're going back and forth, actually destroying ourselves. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, if you have a dot of loving yourself, a dot of loving Allah, a dot of having dignity to yourself, please, I want you to read these verses carefully, reflect, contemplate, and tell me what you think. It's not for me, it's for you. Chapter Al-Anbiya, verse 1-6. After that, verse 9, 10, 14, 35 is important constitution in life. Read it carefully. You will find all the answer you're looking for. 37, 41, 45, 47. Allah call it a reminder for those who have a heart. Ask yourself, they still have a heart. 49:50. 87:88. The constitution of rescue. If you want Allah to rescue and save you. In 87:88, the answer. 89 and 90. How you can have accepted dua? You want to know how to get accepted dua? See 89 and 90. You will get it. I will not explain it to you. And the story of Zakariya alayhi salam and why Allah accepted his dua in 89 and 90. 101 till 112. 101 until 112. Read it super slowly back and forth. If Allah opened for you, you will comprehend it. And after that, tell me, are we responsible? Are we acting like a responsible people? Are we really serious and we working for Allah? Are we really thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our salah, is our qurratu ayn, is our salah, is really the one, it gives us rest and pleasure above anything? Is akhirah in the front of our eyes? Oh Allah, make me a abd. Make me live as a abd. Die as a abd. Resurrected as a abd. And allow me to see your beautiful face, Ya Rabbi. I know I don't deserve it. I know I don't deserve it, Ya Rabbi. Please, deal with us with your rahmah. And don't deal with us with justice and fitna and trial. Oh Allah, a lot of the ummah is suffering. Alleviate their suffering and make me among those who help them to alleviate the suffering. And oh Allah, open for me your door of rahmah and kindness and forgiveness. Make me among those who you granted them wisdom and quality. Oh Allah, I'm so weak. Give me strength. I'm a sinner. Make me obedience. I am poor. Make me rich. My iman is weak. Make me strong. And supporting me, Allah, against myself, against my shaitan. Decorate me with humble and humility. Allow me to see what is goodness and follow it. Allow me to see what is evil and get away from it. Oh Allah, accept my dua. Accept my good effort and forgive my negligent and weakness and my zulm to my nafs and to other and to mankind. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.